How long did it take you to kind of get your normal energy back, or have you gotten it back?
I don't think even now I am, because I'm looking for employment now, but I know I cannot do 12 hours like at the bedside where you walk up and down, you know.
How long has it been since you finished the chemo?
I finished chemo in July. And I started radiation after that, and I finished that in September.
So you finished chemo a little bit less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't quite have the same energy level that you did before this all started.
No, I don't.
What's your weight like now compared to before?
I'm right where I was before. Hmm. I thought this would be a slimming experience. It hasn't been. Only for that time when I couldn't eat.
Do you feel that in some way you've learned something about, you know, being a patient with cancer that you didn't know before as a nurse?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like what?
One of the chief things I have learned is that having been on the other side of the fence, I think it's vital that you spend time with the patients, allow them to verbalize their feelings, because they kept giving us more and more patients. And, you know, someone is newly diagnosed. I was at an advantage in the fact that I knew a little about chemo. But it's, believe me, when you're the patient and as sick as I was, it's like you know nothing. So I feel if I go back to the bedside, it would be in an area where I could have the time to talk to people. Because even at the center, every one of us have had different experiences, even though it's still the same breast cancer, you know? And things seems so much better when you can share it with someone who has actually gone through it, that it's not quite so scary.